had a crazy weekend of the ANZ Premiership as well. The Pulse, major upset, beat the Mystics 55-53. Quarter one, just good defence. They kept the Mystics to 9 goals in the first quarter.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Nothing But Net. With Seabass and Coco. Look, it has been another crazy round five in Suncorp Super Netball. There's been a lot of ladder position changes, so let me run you through some of the results first before we flick over to hear about what's happening on the other side of the ditch. So the round started off with a Giants defeating the Magpies, and let me tell you, Amy Parmenter's matchup against Kelsey Brown was elite. She absolutely shut her down. She got 3 intercepts and 4 gains. She just made that attacking end have to work so much harder and really broke the connection, particularly between Brown and Garbin, which is very strong. And then that connection, obviously, going into Shimona Nelson, who is their dominant goal shooter at the back. So a 4-goal win to the Giants. They'll take a lot of positives from that. And they're getting some wins under their belt now. So that's building some momentum for their season. Next up, we had the Thunderbirds defeating the Vixens. And that's huge because we haven't seen the Thunderbirds actually beat many quality sides. We get excited about them every year and they beat some of the lower ranked teams, but they never actually stand up in pressure situations. And I think we actually saw that for the first time. Coach Tanya Ops, she was sick, so she wasn't there. So we had Tracy Neville and Kathy Fellows taking over. And I think the way they coached the team, the changes that they pulled, they had Hannah Petty back. For me, I think the difference this season for them obviously has been Cardwell in their shooting end, but also their defensive end in Wilson, Garrett and Sterling. They've just been really tight and turning over heaps of balls. So Kira Austin, I think, got a few shots rejected. They really struggled at times. And so, a 9-goal win to the Thunderbirds, which means they are now sitting second on the ladder. Next up, we saw Fever defeat the Firebirds. And look, Firebirds still fighting for a win this season, but they really took it to the Fever. It was a blowout. The first quarter, 10-goal difference to start off with, and I thought, well, this is going to be a bit of a snooze game. But Firebirds really brought it to them. It was Gabby Simpson's 150th game. They got out there, Danelle Wallum, cool as a cucumber under pressure, 7 from 10 super shots and 48 from 53 in one-pointers. So she was absolutely incredible. They only ended up losing by 2 goals in the end, so they really brought that margin back and showed what a lot of fight they have and how dangerous they can really be as an outfit this season. And then finally, Lightning versus Swifts up in the Sunshine Ghosts. I got to be a part of that game. And it was the most bizarre game of netball. There was bodies hitting the floor. There was so much push and shove going on. It was really well controlled by the umpires, but I think there were just times in the game. Steph Wood, she got crunched in the last like couple of minutes of the game, which was huge. We saw Helen Housby. She had an ankle injury. We had blood from Laura Sherrian's face. So everything was happening. And the Swifts ended up stealing that win off Lightning by 1 goal in the last 30 seconds of the game. So everything happening, lots of exciting matches and finishes over here in particular. What about you on the other side of the ditch, Courtney?
Oh my gosh, we had a crazy weekend of the ANZ Premiership as well. The Pulse, major upset, beat the Mystics 55-53. Quarter one, just good defence. They kept the Mystics to 9 goals in the first quarter, which is unheard of when you've got Grace at the back. And I was talking to Kayla Johnson, she's like, when you have Grace, that's like a cheat code. You and no Seabass, like when you get to play with these shooters, it really is. So to keep a team like the Mystics had 9 goals, 18-9 the Pulse won that first quarter. And they just couldn't, Mystics, they were just forcing balls in and they just didn't look themselves. They're still without their captain, Sulu Fitzpatrick. And down the other end, Amelia Walmsley, she was outstanding for the Pulse. She's just very young, only 19 years old, but she's really, really standing up. The Mystics fought back, but the Pulse, we've spoken about them. They've got over that mental hump and now they can finish off games. Then we had the Stars and the Steel. And Seabass, the Steel almost won their first game. They will be so disappointed that they didn't finish this off. There was only 2 points in it, 49-47. Stars won the first half and then the Steel. They just found that level, I think, that they've been looking for. They won the second half. There's about 3 or 4 minutes left to go and it was going goal for goal. And then the Steel, they just had some unforced errors and just sort of crumbled. So the Stars are actually lucky to get away with that one. Sebi Tui, she was great for the Steel, 28 from 31 at 90%. Then we had the Tactics and the Magic. Magic They were doing so well, won the first quarter, slow start by the Tactics, and then it was that mouth-watering matchup. Milirén Encarnación, Bailey Mez up against Jane Watson, Carden Berger. And by the end of the match, especially quarter four, when it really, really came down to it, the Tactics defense had it over the Magic Shooters. They got a held ball. You could just see they had lost that confidence on attack, and the Tactics ended up running away with that one. Only by 3 points, though. And then last night, the Pulse and the Steel, it's just a hard run for the Steel. I think they gave everything they could against the Stars. And then the Pulse, they were at home. They won that one 62-38. It was actually a flogging. Tiana Matuto, she celebrated 100 games, which is crazy because I think she's only like 21, 22. So she's probably going to play 200 more games. And Maddie Gordon, who we had on the show, she actually got MVP on Saturday and MVP last night. So she's in fine form in that center position she told us about. And then on our Spotify quiz that I did, or on our poll, I think I had like, there was 80% of our listeners said that Maddie Gordon should head over to Suncorp and try herself over there.
No way! Obviously after she's finished time with Ferns, yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that was cool, and thank you to everyone who took part in that poll. Our guest for today on Nothing But Netball is a player Seabass and I know very, very well. It is Edina Makaide, and she is one of the people that our listeners have asked us to speak to. Right, thank you for joining us, Edina. First up, we have a question from one of our listeners, Bernard Vella. And they've said, you're playing so well. Have you made any major changes to your game or training this year? Because you are on fire.
Wait, you have listeners and they write to you? I'm sorry. I don't know. Someone asked me this the other day and I said, I don't know if it's so much as made changes. I do have a Menez coach, trainer, who Magic have allowed me to just continue to roll through with him this year. So in the past, I've had to go from one trainer to another. But this year, I just do all of Keith's stuff. So Keith Roberts, he's 74 years young, bro, he can do more like pull-ups than I can and ring pulls. He's crazy, insane, and he's just beautiful. But I think not only is he a great trainer, I was saying to him yesterday, like, he's good for my soul. Like, I get there and I'm just like, oh, like, if I'm over netball or if I'm over anything, he's like, just makes me happy. He's just, like, he teaches me about the songs in the room, and I just it's like I said, it's not a training, it's like a moment for my soul. And I think just being content and not caring, like, I don't stress as much if I run a dumb bronco or yo-yo. I'm just out here like, who cares? I'm just gonna go play. So I don't know if it's that. I'm just literally like, am I? The other day someone goes, you had a great game. And I was like, am I? I didn't like that game. I didn't get ball. And then I watched it back and I was like, oh, I did touch the ball. So I don't know.
I love it. It's like the older you get, the less you care. And because the less you care, the more freedom you have when you play. Isn't that right?
Who's getting older?
I mean, exactly. You're getting younger day by day. Look, you've played in a few awesome teams. We've got to play in a few teams together. No pressure here, but what has been the best team you've ever played for? And I will be offended if you say a team without me in it.
Nah, so like legit, so people ask me this all the time and I'm like, you have to, like, it's the team, like, and they go, Lightning or Magic? And I was like, oh, Lightning. I loved our time. I loved our crew. And then I did love, you know, my crew at Magic, like, oh, both times. Like, I loved them more. And then someone asked me about Perth, and I literally said, I don't know. I want to know, like, I would have stayed there. Well, I would probably, like, when you were there, like, it's the people, it's the time. So my thing is the people. We were the start of that team. But I wouldn't say Lightning's my favorite team now. No. Sorry, guys.
Because we're not there. Of course it's not your favorite team.
Seabass was just there on the weekend. She's like, why did I ever move away? Do you feel like that, E?
Yeah. And then I have to go back and rethink everything that happens. And every time I have moved, there's been a reason. And it's come at the right time. And when we went back for the reunion, all the girls were there and it felt just like it was. And but I've been there without the girls, and it's been like, oh, well, it was the girls and the time and the people that made it like it was. So I think if I went out back there and Bass and them weren't there, I'd be like bored and like it wouldn't be the same. But you get there and all the girls are there and you're just like, yeah, let's go for coffee, let's go to the beach, and you just remember everything. It was chaos and it was good chaos, so I loved it. And I do miss it. I think every time my Sunny Coast family message me, come back and move back, I'm like, yeah, if my whole team comes back.
It's so true.
Now, on Netball Zone this year, you do our e-news segment. How much fun is that? And how do you get players to open up and be themselves? See, Bass, I think one of her favorite ones was with Emilia and Ekenasio, and they just open up and you get to see players as they are.
Yeah, I love it. I like seeing a different side of the players, and no one knows that side. So I bet not everyone knows a different side of you two. And I know a different side of you two because I know you behind the camera, but after netball, other side. So I think it's the moment of trying to find just that little part of that person behind the thing, or just like trying to like get them in and relax. And you're like, I have no idea what I'm doing. Come hang with me. And yeah, I know Mills. She's hilarious. So I love to take her. Like my favorite thing about Mills is her laugh. So I'm like, all I got to do is make you laugh, and I've made my day. So, but I think some of the girls are scared to come on because at the start, we had some wicked singing, and then they're like, oh no, I'm not coming because people go and sing. And I'm like, it's not about singing. I just want to know what you're up to. And then, to have someone like Sulu just be her loving, caring self. I think I love that. Like you see something little of someone. And yeah, and then you see me can't speak English.
The when they take the piss out of you for saying asks, I love that. That is one of my favorite things. But also, you use it as like a shout out to dating. Like when Meals chatted to you, it was like helping some of the girls in the team find men. So that's awesome too.
I mean, exactly. You know what it's like when we're in netball. You're constantly netball, 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 netball. So my poor girls out there, got to give them a shout out, got to give them a hand. So, yeah. And I think sometimes it's just the banter, eh? And we're like, we're throwing you in the deep end this week. Cool.
I love it. Now, switching to talk about one of our favourite coaches. Tell us about your carpooling days with Dame Nolene.
We've carpooled all the time. Like, I have so much.
And she'd be like, should we get a little snack?
Oh, we always get snacks. We would. I was so such a baby, and she would be like, "Shall we go get a McDonald's?" And I'd just be so, any snack. I can't even remember what any snacks were. And like, "Do you want some chippies?" And I'd be in the back like, like I was just like so young, and like I don't know. I think she thought, "Oh, this is my another kid just carpooling this child around," because can't remember when I started, like 16 or so, just a training partner in those under teams, and she's picking me up from home. And then I said to someone, you know, I can't remember, the first time I got a car was she had her car and she let me take it. She was like, no, Edna's going to have this car. And I thought, oh, she must be sick of picking me up. But she still came and picked me up. So I never had a car in my contract. She hooked me up. Her car.
She is amazing. So funny. She literally treats you like another child. What was it like, I guess, growing up and having her in your network, in your support network, and then when you became an athlete and having her as coach, how awesome was that in that journey, in that full, like, circle?
Yeah, I think it's so cool. Just even to see her now, and she's still, like, teaching people things, or be able to teach someone who's been in the game so long something, and I think that's what we found when we were at Lightning. But honestly, people are like, oh, you know, you go everywhere with her. Trust me, it's like you are the kid, so you get treated the worst. It's like, you know, you, like, and I have that problem all the time. They're like, you're the teacher's pet somewhere. And I'm like, I am not, trust me. You can drop that ball, but if I drop that ball, it's the end of the world. Like, I have done wrong. So not in a bad way, but, yeah, there's its pros and cons to be, you know, having this lifelong friendship, because pros are such a cool friendship and you get those times and memories. But the cons, man, you in trouble if you do anything wrong.
Now, Dame Noel, she'll be coaching at the World Cup this year, and a question we've been asking all of our guests on our podcast is, who do you think is the best player in the world at the moment?
J Mama, Jeneile Fowler, I think she's just, you know, she just went from strength to strength coming from here to Australia. I think there's some, like, there's lots of incredible players at the moment, but personally as a goalkeeper and just her way, her ability to hold the space in the circle and, well, actually, I'm saying this on the back of I watch other people play her and I'm like, oh, you're getting smoked. I haven't played her in a long time. But, like, oh, no, and I do love, like, a Steph Wood. Like, if Steph comes to the party, man, watch out, world. And then I'm just going to pick one from every country. I will go, who's in New Zealand? Do you know what? I love Pita Toiava. I don't know if that's just because she's my mate, but, man, when she's on, you lay the bolt. Like, she'll just feed over your head. When they in doubt, she's fire. So those are my players.
Are you going to
round? I know you said one. But
are you going to pick one from England and South Africa just to really round things out?
Oh, Carla, South Africa. That's Carla. Definitely Carla because, you know, that she's fire, man, and she just had a baby. And I'm like, oh, sis, leave some ball for the rest of us. And then who we got? England. Well, look, I would be – I've got to say Jeeva, you know, because I'm going to say if you don't take Jeeva, watch out. You might have to – you might miss out on some things because some – you know, people upstairs are scared of Jeeva, you know. Like, she didn't even need to take the court and that player's already like, ah, Jeeva mentor, she's so beautiful.
I love it. Now, E, you mentioned some pretty incredible players just before and lots of them you've played with. Tell us, who is the best player you've ever played with?
Nah. Nah. Because you know who I've played with? Okay, I've played with Irene, Liana, Casey, Laura, Wendy Frew, Rachel Rasmussen, you, Nat Medhurst, hey, Ingrid Collier, like, Ash Brazel, like, then we had Jeeva, Kelsey, Carla.
How about our next question then? If you could poach any one of those players to play in your Magic team right now. I'm like,
what do we need? No, what do we need on court? What do we need to win? I'm only going to say, I would love to take all of them, but I'm going to say Laura because... like Magic Girl, and I'm going for someone to come to Magic, and I'm going for someone to raise the level, and I want someone to have a race with in warm-up. And Laura knows what that means. That is a challenge, Laura. We're going to race.
I love that. See you. That speaks volumes of you choosing her because the Magic have recently named their most valuable player, the Laura Langman, haven't they? So, you know, what she gave to the club and obviously what she still continues to bring. But I totally agree with you. I think if you want to win, having someone like Laura Langman on your team because she is our competitor.
Yeah, she out here commanding front line, back line and herself. And like she'll literally break her finger and get back out there and play, you know, but... I'm just picking her just so I can have a race with someone at warm-up time so she can see how fast my new shoes move.
Okay, present company excluded. Who's the funniest teammate ever?
Oh, I can't pick you, Biz.
Well, what am I funny? What's so funny about me? I don't understand.
No, okay, so everyone in Lightning will understand that you're funny from our team from those years because if you're literally doing anything, stop and look at Bess and you are laughing. Like, just doesn't even matter what you're doing. She's doing something funny, even if it's just for the pure fact that she's like, what? Like, I don't know, Bess, you're up there with the funniest. You used to, not only are you funny, you're caring, and that's what makes it funny. Like, you just look after people. So I'm just, that's my mate. Or you send the randomest things. It's just the randomness that makes it so funny for me.
That's great.
The other person I would pick is Sammy. Sammy, because Sammy just keeps me laughing and keeps me sane. So that's probably it. I don't know.
I think that's great because I obviously caught up with the Lightning Girls on the weekend and I was asking them about Charlie Bell, who's their new goal shooter, young goal shooter in their team. I said, what's Charlie Bell like? And Kara and Steph said, they go, she's like another you, but she has more brain fades. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have brain fades. What are you talking about? They're like, if you look at her for long enough, she'll just do something silly. And seriously, the girls would just be laughing at me. I'd be warming up. I'd just be like doing my bits and pieces. I'd be in a meeting. I'd be strapping. I'd be doing something. And all of a sudden there would just be laughter. And I'd turn around and everyone would be looking at me because apparently I'd done something weird, like mean.
Did you ever see our hip hop dance too? Bess with me and Bess, like I wasn't great either, but me and Bess, that stuff made me die laughing. I was like, I still watch that, but I think I went back and I was for some reason watching my reels, as you do, watch your own stories, whatever. I was watching my reels, having a reminisce, and I was like, look at this, look at us.
We tried real hard. I think that's my theory, is that you just go all in. Like, doesn't matter how stupid you're going to look, you just go all in. And one year we did do a lot of dancing. We did boot scooting. We did ballet. We did the hip hop. And so I was like, I'm terrible at dancing, but let's just go in. Oh, but I love dressing up, and that was part of the fun. So for the hip hop one that E just mentioned, I thought it would be fun to write on my face. And I wrote on my face in the mirror. And then I didn't realize, but because everything was backwards in the mirror. So when I rocked up, I just had all these like backwards words written on my face. So, you know, just fun like that.
See what I mean?
Oh, I love it. All right. It's time for this or that. So we're going to give you two options and you pick one and then you give a little bit of context why. So we'll start with the easy one. We'll start with the easy one because you just spoke about it. Are you an Instagram or a TikTok girl?
Instagram.
Live in New Zealand or live in Australia?
Wait, New Zealand, just because hot pools.
Do you prefer the food in New Zealand or the food in Australia?
New Zealand. But I'll take a Coles cookies any day. I'll take a Coles cookies any day, but New Zealand, Fijos. I'm just looking at Fijos over there right now.
I love that. Are you a sweet or a savory girl?
Sweet.
Would you prefer to train in the morning or the evening?
Both. One in the morning and one in the evening.
Double training. Look at you go. Would you prefer to do like gym in the morning and then core work at night or like vice versa?
Just gym in the morning and gym at night. Yeah, court work.
No court work. Okay, yo-yo or bronco?
Oh. Is there a watt bike on the side I can sit on and watch? Bronco.
Why the bronco?
Oh, because I thought we're going to the Broncos game, not the actual test.
Look, you're in the grand final. You're going to lose. Would you rather lose by one goal or 20 goals?
One goal, but it can't be me doing the contact under the goal at the last second and they get to shoot it. But one goal and it's one down there because they missed it.
Throw your teammate under the bus. I love it. Why not?
And finally, would you rather be the interviewer or the interviewee?
Oh, I like to hear about myself, so maybe the interviewee.
Well, this is perfect then.
I can't wait to hear more E! News. I'm really excited about getting to know some of the Kiwi players a little bit better going forward. But thank you so much for joining us today. You're an absolute cracker. You're an absolute amazing netballer, but more importantly, you're an absolutely amazing person.
Oh, love you both. Hey, okay, quick question, since I'm the interviewer person sometimes on E! News. Welcome to E! News on a podcast that's not mine. Who do you want to see on E! News? You both get one person each and I'll try and make it happen.
I want to see you do Dame Knowles.
Oh, she's serious?
Yeah, that's why I want to see you try and get her to be non-serious.
All right, it might have to be an undercover camera.
In the car while you're getting chippies at McDonald's.
Yeah, put it on here and I'll walk around. Who you want to see? Yes, someone I can do.
I would like you to do Petta. I think if you haven't already done Petta, I think she's amazing. And the more we learn about her, the more I love her.
Okay, okay. She might stab me on the way to taking her to E! News, but we'll give it a go.
Do you reckon she would sing or nah?
She's definitely not sing. She will kick me out and say I'm no longer her friend.
But no one can get an interview with her, so if anyone could, it's definitely you.
Yes, well, we will try and make it happen. I've already got Taylor and Grace lined up, I think. So we don't play the Mystics again. I might never meet them for another one. Maybe have to wait till we can get to it. We'll see.
Maybe finals.
There it is. Hit it here first.
I can't wait. Can't wait. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, how good was that? Always love hearing from Elena and Seabass. I love that you're able to see her E! News and everything that she does over here because it's an absolute crack up.
She is, and I'm just blown away. Like when she was reeling off how many amazing players she's played with, she has been around for such a long time. She's been a part of some amazing teams. And do you know what I love about her? She's just an awesome teammate. She's that person you want to have in your team. So I'm so stoked that she's still playing for Magic and obviously
me
playing
too,
well.
And absolutely love. She's one of those people too. You love seeing them at the courts. You love seeing them around the games. You always have time to have a chat to her. All right, the ANZ Premiership Round 8 this weekend. It starts with the Pulse and the Stars. Look, I think the Pulse are just looking far too strong. The Stars, it's like they've lost their confidence. Ellie Temu, she's out injured. And whilst they're still getting ball on defence, I think that's just a big hole that they've lost and it's adding pressure down the court. I don't think Ellie Temu will be back anytime soon. I think she's still in a moon boot after doing her ankle. But I expect the experience of Maya Wilson and Gina Crampton to really step up this weekend because they have two matches that, in my opinion, they really, really need to win. We've got the Southern Derby again. The Steel, they're not far off a win, but I don't think it's going to come against the Tactics. The Tactics, their confidence is high defensively. They just get so much ball and they'll put so much pressure on the Steel who just keep doing those unforced errors. So I think the Tactics know that's the area they can target and they know that will be a win, which can bump them even higher on the table. Then we have the Mystics and the Magic, which we heard Edna speak about. Now, these matches, it's like that old rivalry, the Magic and the Mystics. They used to hate each other. So far this season, the Magic have won by one, the Mystics have won by one. So I'm not sure who gets up. I think the Magic could actually do it. I mean, the Mystics, the poll showed us, I think, how to beat the Mystics with Kelly Drury. You've got a tall goalkeeper like Edna who can apply that pressure to Grace, who can make the feeds not go where the feeders want them to. So I think the Magic can get up, especially for Emilia Renacanaso. It's her 100th game and there's still no Sulu and possibly still no Taylor Earl for the Mystics. So I think this is one where the Magic can really beat the Mystics. And then on the Monday night, the Mystics back up against the Stars. A tough one, the Battle of Auckland. Clearanawa Thauthau. Now, she got player of the match last weekend against the Steel. She's a very physical goalkeeper. So I think I really like when her and Grace come up against each other and Grace, she goes to that next level. So I think the Mystics, they might lose against the Magic on Sunday, but I think that they can beat the Stars on Monday night. How about you, Seabass?
Wow, that all sounds crazy. I love the sound of the matchup that Grace gets because when she does get more physical pressure on her, she does. She finds another level and that is preparing her for what she's going to come up against at World Cup. Look, round six, it's all happening over here again. Swifts are coming off a win. They're taking on the Vixens who have lost their last couple of games. So that's a 3-4 on the ladder match. So it's going to be amazing. Firebirds, who are obviously still chasing their first win, they're coming up against the Giants. You know, they really put together a solid back half in their last game against the Fever. So looking forward to seeing Firebirds get out there and try and get their first win of the season. Fever and Thunderbirds, this one's going to be probably my match of the round. This is 1 and 2 at the moment coming up against one another. Fever have not lost. They've been absolutely incredible. They've been challenged, but they've managed to scrape over the line. And Thunderbirds are just starting to find some form, really solidifying some of their lineup. So looking forward to seeing our Jamaican duo in Fowler, who obviously Edith talked about, one of the best players in the world, coming up against Shamira Sterling, who is one of the best goalkeepers in the world. So that should be super exciting. And then wrapping up the round is Magpies and Lightning. And look, both of those teams teams, I guess, searching for wins. Magpies coming off a disappointing loss. Lightning coming off, a game just being stolen from the clutches in the last minute from them. So both of them are going to look forward to bouncing back. But I think for me, yeah, what I'm really looking forward to is that Fever and Thunderbirds match. And, can't wait to see what round six. We're getting close to the halfway point of the season.
Yeah, crazy times. And thank you to all our listeners. Thank you for replying and writing in all your suggestions. We are reading them and we will try and get on those players that you want us to and ask those burning questions. But as always, see you best.
See you next Tuesday.